Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, and welcome back to the Lisa Lisa Show. This is Lisa Lisa speaking to you live from the home front. I have to tell you, I've been up for hours, and I haven't been able to get anywhere. And it's like, I just looked at the clock, and I'm like, oh my God, I got to go right now. So I know that this is probably a minute or two late, but I have to say, this has been the strangest past 2 weeks of my life, just in general. So much going on. And I have to tell you, one epiphany after the next, and then something else going on. It's just so crazy. So the weather, it's finally warm. And, you know, it's really funny because April seemed to have been warmer to me than May. And I remember a few years ago, it never warmed up until Memorial Day. Well, following suit, it warmed up Memorial Day. So actually, technically, Memorial Weekend. And anyway, so I have to say that we have had some really, really crazy, crazy weather. They had all these flash floods in Oklahoma and Texas. And then, like, God knows how much, destruction, let's just say destruction of all these the houses and all those poor people. Oh, my God. It seems like such a bizarre thing, you know. And then, oh, my God, there was just so many things. It was like one occurrence after the next. I was getting my nails done, and I'm sitting in the shop, and my sister-in-law and I were doing this together, and this was our Monday. So Monday we're sitting there, and I'm looking at the news, and I'm reading the news, and I'm like, oh, my God. And I'm reading it because it's in a place, and they're doing that, you know, closed caption. And I'm reading this, and I'm like, oh, my God, it's like one thing after the next. So there's this terrible thing going on with JFK and all these planes. So somebody's calling in and saying that there's chemical warfare on the plane. And so one of the planes, a plane from Charles de Gaulle Airport, is on its way to New York and lands in JFK, and it was tailed by two jet fighter pilots. Like what were they going to do, shoot it out of the sky? It's like, oh, my God, are you kidding me? So that landed, and then, of course, it's surrounded, and they're watching it with a very close eagle eye. And then it's like, then I'm watching it, and then the next thing they're talking about is this flooding in Texas, and that they're saying that 400 houses have been washed away. Now the number's like up to some crazy number, like 1,000. Can you imagine? You own a house, you build it on stilts, the stilts are supposed to protect it, and then all of a sudden this crazy weather comes, and boom, it washes it right off the stilts, and boom, your house is gone. Now, of course, the good thing is if you live, okay, it's only a house, but, you know, it's still devastating. It's like the whole thing with that family with the husband, the wife, and the two kids. How did he get out and she did not? She's on the phone. The house is traveling down the street. She's calling her sister, and she's like, listen, my house is on en route to God knows where. Now, I'm not, you know, it's funny, it's humorous, but it's really not funny at all. Anyway, so they can't find her and the kids. And he managed to get out. How did he get out? When she's on the phone, come on, honey, let's go. I have to make a phone call. I don't know. You know how I feel about the whole phone in hand while you're doing stuff. Like, you know, when I spend time with my family, I don't even take my phone out of my bag. In fact, the funny thing is that my phone never, ever holds a charge. It dies immediately all the time, especially if I hold it and look at it. I look at it cross-eyed, it's done. So here's the funny thing. I go to my brother's for the whole weekend. I don't even charge it. And before, you know, when I'm leaving, whenever the weekend is over and I get in the car and I plug it in, it still has like 30%. And I'm like going, how did that happen? And I'm like, well, I didn't touch it, I didn't use it, I didn't even look at it. But it was on and running the whole time, and they have Wi-Fi in the house, so it's on Wi-Fi, so it's doing its thing. How bizarre, right? So what was the other thing? Oh, yeah, so here we have ISIS now coming in and attacking, and all the guns that we have given, who is it, Iraq? I guess it's Iraq. And they ran out, and now ISIS has all those guns. So you're talking like the 10 ISIS guys versus the 500, you know, Iraqis, and they all run out. Oh, we don't care. We don't care. So do you think there's a little more going on here than we're being told? because now they're in control of this one little area, and they have all the guns. Yeah, so, yeah. Yeah. Just, you know, eye-opening. Who's fighting for what? I think that America seems to care more than, you know. Anyway, what else? There was something else. There was three things going on, and I was like, oh, my God, are you kidding? And then it was like, oh, my God, are you kidding? Oh, yeah, there was also tornadoes in Mexico. Talk about crazy weather, right? So it's all this crazy stuff going on, and who knows? Anyway, who knows? So crazy, 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 you know? So people, I have to say, people really show themselves to who they are, what they are. And I have to say that when you think that you know something or someone, they definitely let you down. And it's always over, like, the most minutia, crazy stuff. It's almost so ridiculous that all you can think is, you know, I have to tell you, it's just not worth it. It's not worth the time, the trouble. It's not worth the effort. And then I say to myself, you know, I'm trying to do all this stuff. And when things happen, everything happens for a reason. There is no doubt in my mind. And I have to say that sometimes people are just, I don't know. Yeah, this is a very hard thing to say because I think that the less said, the better. How's that? I think that's probably the better way to go. Anyway, so some of my friends are getting together tonight, and we have all these, like, crazy plans that I'm going to try to get all the bracelets that I've broken restrung. We're talking, like, stones and you know, all kinds of beads and anything that's, like, noteworthy that I like to collect, all the things that I like to collect. Okay, I have broken every single bracelet that I've owned, and it's not about that they break, they fall off my wrist. Now, I remember a long, long, long time ago, in a far, far, far away, okay. So I remember a while ago, I had a student who is now one of my closest friends, and I know her, I want to say, like, more than half her life. So I know her since she's 13 years old, and definitely in my heart, I adore her. And her mom used to be like, I don't know, she was a spiritualist. She did all these cool things. And, you know, I just remember all the things that I used to spend a lot of time there. I used to give her private art lessons, and I would go to her house. And, you know, sometimes she would come to my house. And I just remember whenever I would, you know, hang out with her mother was like, I always thought she was really cool. She always did, like, all this cool stuff. And that doesn't mean that she's a great mother. It's just that she was a really interesting woman. So this is nothing about, you know, parenting or any of that stuff. It's just about who people are and what they do. And I remember that everything she used to tell me, like, she would tell me stuff, and I would be like, oh, I have to adhere to that. I have to abide by that. And it always made sense to me. It was always like, wow, that sounds really cool. Okay, I'm going to do that. So one of the things that she told me a long, long, long time ago was to stop wearing crystals. And I thought, oh, that's kind of silly. She's like, well, something's trying to get to you, and you're blocking it. And I was like, all right, well, okay. And I was a big crystal head, and I was a big fan of all that stuff. And so I'm kind of like, okay. So sometimes I would listen and not wear anything, and sometimes I would, you know, let fashion overrun me, and I'd be like, well, I want to wear it because it looks pretty. So I'd go back and forth, and I'd have my moments. And every now and then I would go, and I would see something that I really loved, and I would go and buy it. Now, I still buy stones and stuff, and I do buy crystals all the time. I don't wear them, however. Very, very, very different application. So I remember these times that I would, like, go and buy certain things. I'd be like, oh, that's gorgeous, I want it. And I'd go and I'd buy it, and I'd wear it for, like, not even 24 hours, and it would break in half. Sometimes I would lose the other half. Sometimes it would just break and fall in my hand or something, like in my lap or whatever, in my shirt. And I have all these necklaces that are all broken stones. And I remember telling somebody one time, they're like, wow, your energy is so strong that, you know, that you can't wear anything. You know, so it's like, you know, sorry, somebody's calling me. It's my birthday, so happy birthday to me. And my phone has just been going off the hook, and it was like I was trying to call in the show, and I was like, oh, my phone's ringing, and I'm looking at it, I'm like, I don't even know the number. So I was like, wow, that's cool. And that was somebody that I haven't spoken to in a little while, and that was a very lovely surprise. Yay, birthday surprises. We like that. So I remember collecting all of these and then telling somebody, and they were like, oh, that's really interesting, and, you know, there's got to be something more to it, that it has to mean something. Of course, everything has to mean, right? So I'm kind of like, okay. Sorry, the phone just won't stop. I have to just put it away and turn it over and not look at it. That's what it is. So I'm on my home phone, which is better because apparently everybody's telling me that when I talk on my Bluetooth, it sounds like I'm underwater. Blah, 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 blah. Excellent. Maybe I want to be underwater. I like those dreams when I'm underwater and I can breathe the air in the water. Anyway, so I stopped wearing all sorts of said things. And that doesn't mean that I don't carry them with me. And if I change my bag, I get paranoid if I forget something, and then I have to go home and get it. I'd rather leave my phone home than leave a bag of crystals at home. I know that sounds so crazy, right? So I have all these really beautiful bracelets, and they're all like, you know, various different precious stones, which is basically what crystals are. So... well, it's exactly what they are, same. So I wear them on my wrist, and I have to tell you that within a very, very short period of time, they're done. I have one bracelet that I bought. I bought two. I bought one for myself and one for a friend who actually just called me to wish me a happy birthday. And I'm sure that hers is still perfectly intact. And I'm in her car one day, and the bracelet just fell off my wrist. And I remember rummaging through her car trying to find that last bead, that last crystal, and then I restrung it, and then I restrung it, and then I restrung it. Now I'm taking it to be restrung properly. It's just a very odd thing. So I'm, like, going through my stuff, and I'm like, I have five different bracelets that all need to be restrung, and I love all of them, and I cannot wear any of them. So that's one of the things that I'm going to do for myself today as my little birthday gift. And the other thing is I now have matching lamps. Another birthday miracle, right? So here I gave these lamps to a friend of mine, a guy in my studio, in my building, who it's called Lamp Touch, and all they do are fix, build, and manufacture lamps. Most of the time they're repairing. Although they have several customers that they make for, that they give them the materials, and they make these gorgeous crystal lamps. In fact, I have some of those crystals because one of my friends is always giving me whatever's left over. So, hence, I have these three matching lamps. So, one is in my bedroom, and now two are going to be in my living room. But do you know it is really impossible to find a three-way bulb? It's just crazy. So, I have no light in my living room because I can't find the proper bulb to fit into my lamp. Anyway, so I have to go and buy shades, and I need a very short shade because it's a beautiful lamp, actually. Anyway, so I went to IKEA last week thinking I would find some of these shades. And do you know that they only make those shades that sit atop the bulb? There's no finial, there's no mechanism. I guess that would be called old school. But I guess all the good lamps have the wire and a finial. And, yes, the finial is the top, the decorative piece that goes on the top, so that the shade hangs from the top instead of sitting atop the bulb. I don't know. planned obsolescence, right? Isn't everything that way? Isn't that how it works, period? End of story. That's how it goes. Why? Because that's the way it is. Anyway, so I don't know. I just find things to just happen in very, very random and very interesting ways. And I have to say, maybe this time I will be leery and I'll be a little more smart about certain things. But I have to say that, man, oh, man, has it been a crazy, weird week. You know, I've had a great time with my family. It was spectacular. So my niece is back from school, and she sent me a text this morning telling me that she misses me already, and I just left a couple of days ago. I don't know what's today, Wednesday, when else? So, yeah, anyway, so there were all these things I was going to talk about in the news. So there were all these things that were happening, that were going on, and it was like, it seemed like, oh, the oil spill. Right, in California. That was the third thing. That's like the third disaster. So, and technically, well, that's four pretty bad things that have happened, but I don't know. The whole thing is vexing. It's just, you know, you keep thinking it's going to hit a point where it's going to peak, right? Is it going to peak? Is it going to peak soon? I hope so, because I really want other things to happen, and I don't want to be in this, I don't know, situation of worry about other things that are sort of in our control, out of our control, if anybody understands that, I think. Anyway, so I want to start wearing my crystals again, and I have to tell you, just carrying them and holding them makes me feel better. But, you know, I have a crystal in my car that never, never leaves my car. And, well, they're all around me now. I've got crystals hanging from every single window. The center point in my apartment has a crystal. I guess that was a feng shui thing. Remember when I was doing that feng shui? You know, you have to hire somebody that'll come in and say, okay, this is wrong, this is right, this is right, this is wrong. Change that, turn that around, build that up, knock that down. I don't know, something along that line. But I have to say that I have definitely changed many things in my apartment of late. And now I'm thinking, I'm not ready to change my couch just yet. But, you know, after 6 years of having this fire couch, which everybody sits down on and falls asleep on, the cat is like just beating it to God knows what, because he lays in one place. I've got tape on like every little corner, which looks terrible because he used to claw the couch. He does not claw the couch anymore. But when I tried to remove the tape, I ripped away part of the couch, so I had to put the tape back quickly. So now I'm trying to figure out, is there something else that I can do to cover the eyesore of the tape? There's only three pieces, maybe four. No, three pieces. I don't like it. I don't like it one bit. Anyway, kind of crazy. So what else was going on? I don't know, the big family thing, the big family get-together. And this time it was really just my family and, you know, one or two of their friends, and then my niece, of course, her friends, because she's back from school and they're all back from school. So it's nice to see those kids, you know, it's like, this is the group that she's grown up with. And, you know, it's really, there's something to be said about living in the same house, in the same place, your whole life. Because the friends that you make that last through high school, that last while you're in, you know, into college, I guess I should say that last from grade school into middle school and then to high school, that's really something. I didn't have that because we moved so many times. So I have friends from the woodworks, like from way, 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 way back. And then I have college friends. And then I have, well, family friends that are always going to be there because those are the people that we went to high school with and their family and our family, blah, blah, blah. And then I think, how many friends do you really need? What's like, is there a magic number? You know, I always like the number 22. And when I think about it, I always have, like in my close inner circle, I have somewhere between 5 and 7. And then in my next inner circle that's still close, but, you know, you don't talk to every single day, is probably 10, maybe 15. And then you have the ones that you're always going to be friends with no matter what. Time is never lost. And even if you haven't spoken to them in years. The minute you catch up, it's like you sit down, you catch up. And in an hour, 2 hours, or 3 hours, you're right back to where you were without losing any time. I love those. And I'd say I probably have 15 to 20 of those. And, you know, you go through things and things change and people move and people change. And I always wonder, is there an underlining factor on how things work? Because certain people come into your lives and there's a reason. And then that they'll go away or something will happen, and there's a reason. And if they come back, then you have to figure, okay, well, there's a reason for that as well. And if they go away again, well, you know, you get the point, right? It's the dance. It's the in and out. It's like my whole invasion and containment thing. It's the whole jagged split, you know. You're in it, you're out of it, you're in it, you're out of it, you're in it, you're out of it, you're in it, you're out of it. Who the hell knows? And I have to say that painting like that again, all of a sudden, just spontaneous, I have missed that so much. I have to tell you that the last week when I started this new painting, I got into that meditative state that was the deepest meditation that I have been in. And I work so hard to sit and meditate. And you're not supposed to work so hard at it. You know, and I keep reading all these various things. Oh, well, you have to meditate for hours and hours. Well, I'm not a monk. I don't have hours and hours. And then the other thing is that they say, well, you can do whatever it is that you need to do in 10 minutes. Well, I'm somewhere in the middle. I need an hour. I need an hour and a half. That's the best I can do. I would say anywhere from an hour, from a half an hour to an hour and a half. Let's put it that way, because it depends on where you are. And one of my dearest friends was telling me that if you just take a 10-minute, he had a funnier number. I think it was 12. Maybe it was 12, 15, something like that. I always think it's 20 minutes. You need 20 minutes, or I'd say a half an hour. If I could take a half hour power nap, a cat nap, whatever, I'll be bright as rain. And then you turn around and you think, what? It's not a half an hour. What you really need is, he's like 15 minutes or 8 minutes or some crazy number. I can't think of it. Oh, my God. But it turns out that all these people that tell you, don't do this, don't do this, do this, do this, do this, something's trying to reach you. I don't see that they're so enlightened. I don't see that there's something that's giving them, you know, what it is that's supposed to be. And that's all I want. I just want to be right there. You know, I'm looking to achieve something, and all I'm thinking is, like, I have worked really hard for one particular thing, and then I let people distract me, and sometimes it's not a good distraction. And I have to say that over the silliest little thing, and I mean like the silliest minutia of stuff, gets in the way, and then all of a sudden you're like, well, you know what? I'm out. And you walk away and you think, is life really that petty? Can it really be that? I mean, where is the forgiveness? Isn't it? What do they say that the most important thing is just to give and to love, right? Give and love. Give and love. Well, I don't know. I have to say that sometimes I think that I really do. I try both. I try to do that. You know, I give of myself. I give of my time. I give everything that I could possibly give of me. And I definitely love unconditionally. Like, I forget everything. I just always forgive and forget. Always. Always, always, always. I never held a grudge. I never, ever, we were all like that. We were never like that. You know, it's funny because when somebody comes into your life that actually is a grudge holder, you really see it and you go, wow, that's just not cool. You know, my dad used to hold a grudge. Like, he would get mad at something and he would never let it go. And I remember I spent so many hours talking to him and we would, you know, I don't know, he was really like my confidant for a long, long time. And I remember when we would talk about something and he would tell me something and I'd be like, what's the point? I mean, does it hurt you? Does it hurt them? What's the point? And all I would think about is, you know, You know, if you forgive and you forget, my grandmother would say, okay, so somebody does something, someone burns you once, shame on them. If they burn you twice, then shame on you, because you should have learned. Now, isn't that the same thing as kind of holding a grudge? You're not really forgetting. You're not really, are you forgiving and or are you forgiving and not forgetting? If you forgive something, then it should be forgotten. Or you might say that you're going to learn from it because, you know, according to Einstein, what is insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting a different result. Well, if you don't experiment with certain things over and over and over again, you're never going to get to that pinnacle point where the miracle happens, right? So there's all sorts of, it's so contradictory. It's like what I was trying to say last week that I got all sidetracked about. I remember when I used to read a lot of philosophy. Now, I still do, and in fact, I've been reading far more theology than philosophy these days, although I mix it up just to keep it interesting. But what happens is if you have nobody to talk to about what you're learning, what you're understanding, then you can make yourself crazy trying to figure out what exactly is it, what does it mean, what is the underlying meaning. If you have nobody to talk to and you're just processing it yourself and there's no discussion, how can you possibly learn? It's just knowledge that's not put to any use. So, I don't know, I guess pragmatically, you want to read it because you want to learn, right? Or is ignorance really truly bliss? I don't know. I can't go through life like that. I just, for me, I can't. You know, I would rather know. And if I can share, I will share. I will share every single thing. 90 seconds. I will share every single thing I have and that I know. But it's just, it's really important to be able to have that kind of a conversation where you sit down with somebody who's on the same playing field or at least in the same ballpark. You know how much I hate sports, giving sports analogies. Don't you love that? Anyway, so I had 90 seconds that she already announced, so I know I'm going to have 60 seconds and about, there you go, 60 seconds. So I have to say really fast, I have to wish my niece happy birthday. Her birthday's on Tuesday, and it'll happen right before the show the next day. So I want to wish my niece a happy birthday. She's sweet 16. This is a different niece. This is not the niece that was writing me to tell me that she missed me. I have four nieces and I have two nephews. I am truly blessed with my beautiful family. And never take that for granted. Anyway, so lots of love. It's my birthday, so I'm sending everybody love and birthday wishes from me. And I hope everybody has a beautiful day on my birthday. Thank you so much for listening. And I guess I'm just going to always be, you know, in that 10 seconds. I'm always going to be in that head of deep thought, deep thinker. And, you know, I will always be positive and I will always be upbeat because that is just my nature. And anyway, there you have it. So thanks for listening. This is Lisa on her birthday signing off.